Ich plane. This is Mekakati, the podcast, and we bring you rich conversations about and around young movers and shakers. So grab that cup, because it's about time. Hey, yo, what up, good people? How are you doing this beautiful Friday? Hey, man, it's the last week of January, and I'm pretty sure it's been a whole bumpy ride for a whole lot of people. But then you see, January, as we've always put it, that is in January, and many other names that people put to it, the longest month of the year and stuff. I think it's because there is a lot to it than just the sort of being broke and stuff coming out of the holiday. I think it's that month where you always want to start something fresh. You have this new project that you're working on, you are putting it out there, and it requires some financial muscle. For those who are families, people are going back to school, and yes, in as much as you planned yourself during the holidays or before, or you paid some part of fees and stuff, but you still come to realize that you have to reorganize yourself with your savings. So it becomes quite a bumpy ride for a lot of people. And by the way, there is the black tax. That is the black tax. You see, in an African setting, you do not work for yourself and maybe your close family alone. You work for a whole lot of people, a whole bunch of people. The black tax requires you to take care of your family and your extended family. So it's in this month where yes, when you get that call from your uncle's cousin, you have to come through, or ukirudi nyumbani, you'll find yourself kama mtu stingy. But you see, you're not stingy. It's that you're just another human who is struggling to make things work. But then your mother's second cousin has a financial need, and the black tax requires you to come through. So hey, my name is Ojuang Bill, and I'm your host. This is Mekakati, the podcast, their podcast where we celebrate young people who are making deliberate efforts to make this world of ours a better place in their own way, in different spaces, in different industries. And if it's your first time here, karibu sana, welcome to the tribe. It's a beautiful summer, honey. What's wrong with me today, man? What's wrong with me today? It's a beautiful tribe that is here to just break some things that have always been taken so seriously down into some sort of a serious casual manner, so that at the end of it all, we look at young people as people who know what they are doing. They know what they want, but the fact that they are disruptive in their own way doesn't mean that they're moving too fast. No, it just means they're doing things differently in a way that suits them, and at the end of it all, they have objectives to meet. So that is what we do here at Mekakati. We just want to get the story behind why young people do what they do, and get motivated, get inspired at the end of it all. So in this episode, I'm the host as well as the guest. sure, yeah, I know I say that. I'll be the host and the guest, and we'll keep it brief and straight to the point, and just let me use the word flawless, in as much as I know maybe it won't be flawless as I really want it to be. So I've been doing some a bit of soul searching here and there, and for some about 3 weeks now. The reason why I was doing this is because I was taken aback to last year, 2020, when we had the whole world had COVID-19 coming into disrupt everything and making people to adjust, making people to make a lot of changes at individual level, at family level, at national and global level. Everything just had to change. And you see, with this, if there is one thing that cut across every single sector, every single space, every single industry was job loss. A lot of people lost jobs, and a lot of young people actually became, let me use the word, victims of the whole of this disorganization and disarrangement. And you see, when it redundancy wave came in different sectors and industries, you see, a lot of young people were a bit easier to let go of because of the fact that they were viewed as those who were not so much experienced in the areas that they were working in, so that the company could, in their own way, afford to let them go. And this happened across in the banking industry, where you find a lot of young people who are just getting into the job market. Most of the times are sales executives or sales personnel. And it also happened in the media industry. A lot of changes were done in almost all the major mainstream media stations. You also realize that the education sector was really affected. See, a lot of young teachers out there, most of them, a good number actually of young teachers, have not yet been employed by the Teacher Service Commission, which is the biggest employer of teachers in Kenya. And a lot of young people who are teachers, you find them in private schools, or you find them in the public schools serving under the BOG, which is always subject to funds that are made available by the students. As it's always some extra cash, or how the BOG deems fit. So you see, in all these people actually, when the other teachers who are employed by the TSC were getting their salaries, these people were not getting anything. And you see, this actually, I can't maybe mention all the industries and sectors, but young people were really affected, because someone was, when it came to a point of deciding on who has been here for long and who has been here for maybe quite a short time, it was easier for those who were making decisions to find it easier to do away with the young people. And this created a different world, man. It created a different world where just a lot of people who I know were put in a place where people had to really think of how to make ends meet. Because you see, you find yourself, you have bills to pay. You are, we call it adulting. It's a stage where, man, things are quite crazy. You are no longer that kid who is supported by your parents, your family. And at the same time, you find yourself, maybe you've not settled into some sort of a marriage or a commitment, in terms of you've moved in with your better half. So you are trying to make ends meet. You have bills to pay, and you ask yourself now that hakuna job, and even in the jua kali sector, man, because products were being made but no one was buying, so people had to slow down on production. And by slowing down on production, realize that manforce or personnel had to be taken down as well. So hata pale jua kali na kina Mjengo, Mjei and stuff, hakukuwa na job, and hakuna job, hakuna ganji, and people have to eat still, in as much as COVID was there. So in this soul searching and reflection that I was doing, I came to realize, I think for me, and I was discussing this with a couple of friends, we realized that young people just have a lot to offer, but I think we've not realized that yet. We've not just come to realize that we have a lot that we can do when pushed to the corner. And there's something called growing skill sets. Growing skill sets is all about adding more skills to what you already have. Maybe you've gone ahead into institution of higher learning. You've been in a TVET, be it in a university, in a college and stuff. Basically, you've been trained on something, and I think we all agree. I want to believe we agree that kuna kazi hapa nje. And by saying that is that you see, if I'm just to ask, okay, to you listening today, I don't know, maybe you are employed, but if you're not, just have a look at in this month alone of January, how many applications have you made? Yeah, and how many applications are you planning to make in February? And most of them are not coming through, right? And it's not your fault. I have to say that it's not your fault, man. If you are making applications for jobs that are out there, I think you have to be proud of yourself. You're making an effort, and that is very important, that you continue making the effort. But this is the thing, hakuna kazi huko nje. And having said that, you realize that in as much as you learned something, you are trained on something, and in your own spare time, you try to build your skills around that area, you may not find yourself getting a job related to that. Yeah, sure, it's there. It's out there. How many people graduate every year in Kenya alone? In Kenya alone, how many people graduate from all the institutions? Actually, right now, in there is a university in almost every county. That is a university. Now, we can't talk of colleges. There are colleges everywhere. That is both. We have KMTC, we have TTCs, we have other private colleges in the beauty industry and entertainment industry. We have DJ institutions. We have the TVETs, which actually right now a lot of people are getting into, because it gives you the TVETs give you sort of handy skills, where once maybe you're out of there, you can start something of your own, but not necessarily waiting to get employed, because it's a bit handy, which is good, man. I think the different organizations institutions that are getting their resources to the TVETs are doing quite a good job, so that we just ensure that the young force, those who feel that they need to get their hands dirty in the sense of getting the job done using mikono, like plumbing. We have electrical engineering, we have beauty therapy, we have mambo na jikoni and stuff. That is being a chef there. That is a lot, man. That is a lot, I have to say. Having said that, you realize that you can always grow your skill set, because the internet came with a lot of things. It came with platforms that are people built different platforms that made learning easier for us all. To start with, we've all interacted with YouTube. I hope no one who is listening to this hasn't interacted with YouTube. We've all interacted with YouTube. YouTube has a lot to offer. And someone asked me the other day that in this your podcasting journey, did you go to class to sit in some journalism or mass communication class? And I actually laughed it off, kind of, because at some point I wanted to, when I was about to get into my undergraduate, I was considering mass communication and maybe journalism, but then that didn't work. So I think the interest was still there. So it's about the need to want to learn. I really needed to do something in this space, and I had to take my time, get to YouTube University, get there to Uncle YouTube, and do a lot of searching and learning so that I could just have a grasp of what to do, you see. And we all start from somewhere. We just need to that little push to get us there. So here's what I was saying. YouTube is the one place that you can do a lot of learning. You can do a lot of learning. You need to do some cooking. Maybe you want to open some small cafe or some small restaurant, kibandas kiako pale kidogo, and maybe you just need to get a whole setting of how to go about it. One, go out there, look at how different people operate, 1, 2, 3. But then maybe you want to make yours different kidogo. And it's very important, by the way, to go out there, look at what people are doing, because that is those are people who are already in the market. Sample 1, 2, 3. Then maybe just go back, do a little bit of research online that will work for you, that will you can tailor your dreams such that your small business looks different. You get that sort of vibe. So just to mention, maybe allow me just to mention some online platforms that you can always learn and grow your skill sets. Other than YouTube, we have other platforms that others are free, others are paid, and the paid ones also have some free courses that you can always do. And one, you may want to do that to grow your or to make your CV more presentable. Because man, I have to tell you this, I've been to a whole lot of interviews, and there are always some things that stand out, and there are always some things that beat you almost 10-0. Someone intentionally looks at your papers to look at what is missing and not what is there. You see, I hope you're getting that. Someone is looking for what is missing. Actually, a lot of them look at what is missing, not what you have. So, yo, man, I think you may want to really get some papers. But then this is the thing. For me, I'm not always going to these platforms to look for the certificates. Most of them, they're certificates of completion or certificate of participation. Some are certification level, where maybe you pay a small fee once you've learned to do some exams, and then when you pass, you get certified. So some have that sort of arrangement. So we have Udacity. Always check there for people who are in the tech industry. Tech industry in the entrepreneurship sort of world, kindly just look into Udacity, and there is a lot. If maybe you need some skills in tech, web development, and maybe some programming, Udacity has a lot. You have for the people in the humanitarian world like me, Kaya is from the Humanitarian Leadership Academy. Kaya has a lot to offer as well. So looking to just get straight to Kaya, just Google Kaya or Humanitarian Leadership Academy. Look into what you can do. There are monitoring and evaluation courses. There are project management courses. There are project finance management courses. There are a lot more. Then we have Disaster Ready as well for the humanitarian industry. And this Disaster Ready, actually I think for everyone can look at the courses that are here, because they give you a glimpse into what is really there, because you realize that today the non-profit space has a lot of jobs. And other than the jobs, you can always maybe want to start an initiative of your own. And you would really need to get ready, you maybe to learn about the processes that are involved, to learn about the documentations that are required, to learn about the skill sets that you need to make ABC work. So a lot of these things are in these platforms such as Kaya and Disaster Ready. We have EDX. EDX actually also works for people who are in the tech space, people who are in the arts, that is both performing arts, sort of drawing and designing and such. So all that EDX has a lot. EDX has paid versions and it has free versions. So you can always look into that. And actually, what we call it, even the teachers, walimu yo, there are a lot that you can always learn from EDX. Just Google EDX and you'll find yourself into their platform, their website. There is also Philanthropy University. Actually, Philanthropy University is quite a good one in the sense that if you have a group of people, if maybe you have that small initiative of yours, or you have that small company, or you have that small group of people who you are working with in some project, and there is something or some sort of skills or technical know-how that you want to grasp, always look at Philanthropy University. Look at what is there, and you can always invite your group members to take the course along with you. You get that? And just as I've mentioned before, man, this goes beyond the certificate that maybe will come at the end of it all. It boils down to adding skills to what you already have. You see, it's a whole competitive world out there. Whether you are looking for a job, or you are looking for investors, or you are trying to start something of your own with the capital, the little that you have, you really need different skills to look at the world a bit differently, and just to get some things done in a different way. So for those who have some groups, Philanthropy will really come through for you. And LinkedIn, by the way, yo man, LinkedIn is a whole lot of package. LinkedIn has job offers, and it's actually the master of masters of the networking world, where the more connections you have, the more exposure you have in terms of you. If you can always reach out to someone who maybe you've seen in an organization that you'd want to be with, and then just to start a conversation, get to know maybe what you need to know in terms of if jobs come in, what do you need to do, or if you do not really want the jobs but you want to create a partnership, you may want to start from there, because maybe getting the emails and the contacts of these people out there may be quite difficult. But LinkedIn gives you that. If you create a connection and your connection is your request is accepted, and you are in a sort of a circle with this person, you can always reach out. So LinkedIn offers that. But then you realize that LinkedIn also has courses such as in Excel, and I think I have to stress this, for I think today it's in every sector and every industry, where you are your Microsoft skills, Microsoft tool skills, and especially Word and Excel, those two, PowerPoint as well, you really want to hone your skills around that. Just sharpen them and get them ready for actual work. So LinkedIn has the free version and the premium version that is paid, and you can always check into that. And I'm pretty sure there are a lot more that before I forget, there is another platform called FutureLearn, and FutureLearn is quite good for people who maybe need in this mambo na health and those who walimu as well. So you can always check on FutureLearn. FutureLearn has a lot, man. I've done some two courses with them. I had a lot to learn, and the way in which they present their courses is quite engaging. So you may want to head there and learn. So I'm pretty sure there are a lot more platforms that are maybe I've not interacted with, but maybe you have, and always feel free to share your thoughts and maybe more of such in our social media platforms. That is on Instagram, on Facebook and Twitter. We are at Mikakati the podcast. You'll always just search Mikakati, by the way. You'll always get Mikakati podcast somewhere looking at you and telling you, click and let's interact. So good people, I think in this episode, what I really needed to talk about was how can we in this crazy and quite very, very competitive world make things work. I think the best way to start, let me say that, the best way to start all this is to grow your skill set. We can grow our skill sets by making deliberate efforts to learn. So get out there, man. Find. I know. learning ain't easy ride. It requires some time. It requires some resources. In this case, in terms of bundles, a lot of these courses are free. Now, not all. Maybe others when you need to get certified, or when you need the certificate, you'll have to pay some little cash for that. That is through PayPal or with your card. So always, I know, man, it can, the resources maybe has easy kuwa, but ni kujikaza maybe to make these work. So I've interacted with some of these courses, and I'll tell you that in terms of time, they are not so much demanding. Others have timelines that are put to them, so you may really want to be concentrate on that and ensure that you do not go past the deadlines. But then others are actually a good number at your own pace. So that means that you will check on what works for you and develop a schedule using that. So good people, from where I sit, I think this episode comes to a wrap up. And the reason as to why we did this as January was ending was one, to let you know that you're not alone, man, in this hunt for a better life. And a better life comes with resources. Resources comes with a job. And at the end of it all, we are chasing that paper. We need the money. And we need to work for that money. We need to work so that we get that money or that paper. So you're not alone. I think that needs to be very clear. As young people, what really matters is when you're focused in the sense that you are really trying to make things work, that counts more than anything and everything. And yo, man, let at some point we are always told to compromise, do 1, 2, 3. Well and good, but man, do not sit on some skills that you have, then you decide to go very low because maybe you are looking for that cash. But then there's some skills that you have that you can use, to get cash. I think it's to wrap it up. Maybe if you sit down and look into what you can do other than your papers. Yeah, it's a wrap up from me here at Mikakati, and I have to say shukran sana, man. Thank you for staying with us till the end of this episode. Nashukuru sana, it means a lot, and we'll be getting your guests back, but I don't know, you just think, ask that question. Am I a good host and guest at the same time? So we'll be bringing our guests in the future episodes. So don't worry, if you love the guests more than you, you love me, I get it. So shukran sana, have yourself a beautiful weekend, have yourself a great time, and kama kawaida, this is a song actually I bumped into it some time ago, I think last week. Some pretty sweet jam. And this song is Mango by some lady called Savannah. So you have a listen to that after this outro. Until next week on Friday, your host OJ the Daddy Oja Ojongville, and have a blessed weekend. Have a great one. Cheers.
Man, that was some real talk. I guess I need another cup. Anyway, so let's listen in together every Friday and have some engaging conversations on Twitter at Mikakati Podcast, on IG at Mikakati_thepodcast, and on Facebook at Mikakati the Podcast. Nice.
Vana in a dancer style. I love you like mango. Better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Me say me love you like mango. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Tell you what I want to. Need a minute of your time. Look at me closely, coming and tell you no lie. Won't compete with no other. Where you feel like men and try. Such a sweetie skin clean, well meant to clear up your sinus. Me love you like manga. Better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Me say me love you like manga. Better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Should I meet you first, cause the rest of them did have a waste man vibes. Can't believe how you're patient, intelligent and kind. Quick suggestion, meet me at the clock, halfway tree stop light. Make quick jump on a bus down a town, me will show you my side. Me love you like manga, sure. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. Me say me love you like manga. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice. Feeling alright, honey. I just want to say yeah. You mess with my man. But in the best way, giving me hope for the future, cause I see you there. Grateful for you, babe. So glad you came. I love you like manga. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice and something. But say me love you like manga. I better you give me some loving. See how far we can go. Imagine it be nice. Imagine it feel nice. Imagine it would feel.